Hare Krishna, the question is, if the Lord knows everything, then how do we have free will? Actually, the most important point to understand, and this is something really very interesting, and we have to also think intellectually, that for us there is past, present and future karma or time, but in the spiritual realm or for the Lord there is no time. Time does not exist. So everything for the Lord is present, which means that there is no past and there is no future for the Lord. Everything exists in present for the Lord. So actually it is very easy for the Lord to record everything. Okay. Now also would like to elaborate on this. You know, there are a couple of things that first of all, we can change our karma by offering worship to demigods, following certain rituals described in the scriptures, or following certain parts of the astrology, where people, you know, they go to astrologer and then they are asking about their if they feel depressed in life or they have some anxiety, then obviously they want to be happy in life. So they go to astrologer and then they approach. The astrologer gives some suggestions and then they execute, and then probably there are certain changes that happen in their life pattern. So then probably they are happy after that. So one can also change one's karma in this life. Obviously they cannot destroy without performing bhakti, but they can change one's karma. And that itself means that, you know, they have free will. Okay. Second thing is that Lord knowing our actions does not mean free will does not exist. So let's take an example. Let's say if you live with someone for a long time and observe their behavior, then it's very easy to predict how they would react and behave in certain situations. Their behavior becomes a pattern in life. However, it does not mean that whatever we guess or judge about the person will be 100% accurate. There is a chance, there is a possibility that the person might reform at some point of time if he is putting some extra additional efforts to overcome his habits. Okay. However, with the Lord, this is a different case, because the Lord is perfect and there is nothing lacking in the Lord, and everything is coming from Him. So His judgment is always 100% accurate about any living entity. And if you think that He does not know something, then obviously He is lacking something, which would contradict His definition as God. Also note that since everything is present for the Lord, nothing is past and future, and because He is the super soul in each and every living entity and the every atom, everything in the material world, He is actually the super soul. So He records everything and He arranges situations according to our own choices. It's not that the Lord is imposing His choice upon us, but the person is making his choices and then the Lord is arranging. So a person has multiple choices when he is suffering some kind of situation or when he is getting pleasure from some certain situations. How a person reacts from that situation, it is his free will. So that means that he has got multiple choices when he is undergoing that karma. So that when on how he responds to that situation, it also creates future karma. For instance, you know, a person driving beyond speed limit or under the speed limit, it is his choice. So I hope this makes sense to everyone. Thank you. Hare Krishna.